making pretty good money. By the time I was 15, I was making enough money to pay for all my stuff, my clothes and my going out and everything like that. So that made me realize that, you know, or think that I could actually be a musician and make a living at it because I was already doing it. So I didn't, you know, there was no reason to doubt. And about that time, I started really loving the Stan Kenton Band. And he had five trombones, which I really liked. And I really wanted to play in that band so much, I would have loved to play in that. Even if I had to play bass trombone, that'd be okay too. And but shortly after that, I got admitted to the Berklee School of Music in Boston. And I went to Boston with my father to find an apartment for the next year to go there. And walking out of the hotel in Boston in the morning with my father, in walked Stan Kenton. He walked right past me, and I said to myself, "Just shit, man, that's Stan Kenton." And my father saw him. He said, "Isn't that Stan Kenton?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Let's go talk to him." And I said, "No," and I ran away. I got up, I ran out the door, I ran away from the hotel. I ran down the street, and I didn't even turn around.